Shamati, article number 49. Baal HaSulam says there should be a preparation on discernment of mind in that work which refers to the discernment of faith. It means that if one is neglectful in the work of faith, one falls into a state of wanting only knowledge, which is a klipa, a shell, which is against the holy divinity. Hence, one work should be to strengthen the mind discernment every time, meaning with faith. We have a patsuf of kedusha, of sanctity, or an egoistic patsuf of sitaracha. The patsuf of kedusha has mind and heart. Head and body. The head is called the mind, and the body is called the heart. The head are the thoughts, calculations. The body is actions. In a patsuf of kedusha, of sanctity, the mind and the heart, the mind are the thoughts above reason. Calculations that are all with faith, bestowal, and the body too is desires for bestowal or for reception in order to bestow. So the head is bestowal and the body, the head is faith and the body is bestowal. After that, we have a patsuf of klipa, shell, that's impurity. If kedusha is corrupted, or if you begin from the corrupted and you go toward correction, where the rosh, the mind, the head is called knowing and the body is called reception. So Baal HaSulam says that first of all, our work has to be in faith, in the mind. And also in the work in the heart, if one feels negligence, then he has to strengthen the work that is discerned as heart, to do opposite things, meaning self-torment of the body, which is the opposite of the will to receive. We understand that affliction doesn't mean limiting myself by force, but working on the importance of spirituality, bestowal, the Creator and the greatness of the Creator, from that will give the affliction to the desire to receive of the body, and so that we will rise above them in our actions too. The difference between the work in the mind and the work of the heart is that there is an evil shell, evil klipa, against the mind that can prompt a state of pondering the beginning. When one begins to think that, well, it's a pity I went into this work. What do I get from it? What have I got on my way? I was like everybody else. I was happy. These are special thoughts that come specifically from the Creator that a person has to sort out. And they come in the beginning of the way, of the work. Hence, one must perform opposite actions, meaning in every renewal of the discernment of mind, he will take upon himself remorse for the past and acceptance for the future. and the source for that, the matter one can receive, the source that causes it to him comes from the discernment of still. So in one's work in sanctity, one has to go into a lesser degree, so to speak, into a still degree, inanimate. Meaning what? If one cannot go above these thoughts and beat them on the teeth, yes, blunt their teeth. So one lowers himself. He just goes to lessons, participates in activities, without thinking too much or at all, without a mind. One lowers oneself to a state of still in the society, having no action of himself. Because every action brings in the question, what for? And if one does not feel strong right now, then he can lower himself and simply participate. And by lowering one's hand, he is saved from all these constellations that Sitraha sends him. Until he accumulates forces, strength, and can go against these thoughts and increase the importance of the Creator, increase the importance of spirituality more than all these questions that Sitraha prompts, and thus go above them, above reason. Hence, one must, well, the matter of the clothing of faith is a perpetual and eternal thing. Hence, one will always have it as a measurement if one's work is clean or not, because the clothing of divinity departs only due to a flaw, either in mind or in the heart. So one has to come to a state where he is certainly in perpetual elation and able to work against these alien thoughts so that he will not feel them when he goes above them to such an extent that he corrects his body in mind and heart.